This goes to Cheryl Young, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-831-4306. Regarding Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Ackerson, A-C-K-E-R-S-O-N, like November. Date of birth 7/22/1945. Dear Miss Young, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ackerson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 30th of 2024. She does have chronic edema in ankles and feet and somewhat in the calves, and that is stable. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No dysuria. And no unusual rashes are noted. Medications. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily, and as needed for edema, and lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. And all other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 237 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse, 63. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 150 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. She does have 1 to 2 plus edema in feet, ankles, and calves today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is stable, 1.47. Estimated GFR, 36. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.7, albumin 3.6, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 11.5, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, slightly above goal today, and she does have some additional edema in the lower extremities. So she could add the hydrochlorothiazide daily for at least a week to see if we can bring the blood pressure down as well as decrease some of that edema. And 3, rheumatoid arthritis, currently without exacerbation. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.